This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
You know what? You can get away with that in life time after time. But would you decide today, I'm not going to do that with the Lord God Almighty? Because that is exactly what God says His people did. They paid no attention, nor would they listen to me. If it bothered you to have you speak to someone and they didn't respond, how do you imagine the Lord feels millions of times over people who do not respond to the Word of God? God is speaking to this country. I really believe that, but people aren't listening. God is calling out to this nation, but people by the thousands and tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, and yes, I would say even millions. God's speaking, but people do not respond. People turn a deaf ear. Some of you are familiar with Oswald Chambers, who wrote the most famous devotional book ever written, My Utmost for His Highest. If you've never read it, you need to go through 1 year reading a page a day of Oswald Chambers. It'll change your life. He says this, we don't conscientiously and deliberately disobey God. We simply don't listen to Him. What a statement. We don't conscientiously and deliberately disobey God. We simply don't listen to Him. God has given His commands to us, but we pay little or no attention to them. Not necessarily because of willful disobedience, but because we don't truly love and respect Him. Here's a thought. Refusing to hear someone is an act of disrespect. If your wife or your husband speaks to you and you just tune them out and say, I'm not going to answer, that's an act of disrespect. I think most counselors would say that. What do you call it when it's with the Lord? When week after week, month after month, year after year, the Lord speaks to us through His Word, and I believe that with all my heart. And we say, yeah, that was nice, and we go live our life as we always have, same old, with a total disregard for the Lord, just like God's people did. Now, there's a fascinating story here within the story, and it's about a man named Jonadab who lived 250 years earlier before Jeremiah wrote this, and he's the head of a clan. He's not the head of a tribe, but a clan. He gives the order to his family, two things. We're not going to live in houses. We're going to live in tents. And so because grandfather said we're going to live in tents, the whole family did that for 250 years. They were homeschoolers. No, that was a joke. I'm just saying that I just added that. They lived in tents, and he gave the order that they were not to drink wine. And for 250 years, the people honored that. And yet here's the irony. Jeremiah says, but you don't obey the Lord. But you obey your great, 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 great grandfather and what he said 250 years ago, and you follow his law, but you don't obey the Lord. You know what? That's a lesson above putting tradition above the Word of God. Do people do that all the time? Do churches do that all the time? Where a man-made tradition outranks the very Word of God. It can happen to any church. It can happen to any group. It can happen to a family where we do things, we don't know why we do it, but that's the tradition. And here you had a family tradition that was given more honor and more credence than the Word of God. Don't ever get to the place in your life where what man wants outranks what God says.
Well, is it possible you see some of that in your own life, in your own family, or even in your own church, congregation? Sometimes what we decide to do outranks the very Word of God. Look at your life and see if that's the case. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.